You see, you lose control. Mm-hmm. Now, just like yesterday, there's a man out here, I like the man. He used to be, he was county warden. Then he was set from being sheriff, I think, 4 years. Mm-hmm. Then he, a man beat him, the man we got now. So, he's, I think he's a good friend of mine. So he was riding yesterday with a, he's kind of warden now. He drafted him back, I think this is. All right, now that's John. Had a wreck yesterday between somewhere in Washington County, I think. Well, he wasn't driving, but one of the county commissioners was driving. So McCall McGahee. But so then a place, a crossroad that would have stopped me didn't stop, and this car hit in the side. Then it hit the side stand was on, and it said, broke his pivot bone or something. He's in the hospital. Yeah. And he's an old man, no young man.
Yeah.
But he got a grandchild, a big old boy. Now, what I'm trying to get out of that is, see, that was carelessness.
Yeah.
See, that's sometimes we don't, we lose control, and then time we have right from carelessness. And you put it any way you want to, but that's, yeah. That's both ways are true.
Yeah, right. What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Well, I'm be fair and frank with you and tell you that I'm a man that believe in spirits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
See? And I just don't think you live in the world.
Well, is there an expression that people might use?
Oh, it's a hat and all like that. It's a handy house.
Yeah.
It says a handy house.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's right.
All right. What do you call something like a black cat that people might say that brings bad luck?
Well, I don't believe in that.
Well, what about people that would believe?
Well, they say, if that cat come across, you catching those on your back there?
Huh?
You catching on your tape recorder?
Yeah, it's gone.
If you get some people right now, if that cat go across that road, he wouldn't come across there, and he'd go around that block. Superstitious. Yeah. That's superstitious.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Superstitious.
Would you say that's bad luck or something?
Ain't
like
nothing
that?
To it.
Yeah.
Nothing to it.
Yeah.
Just superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where if the cat crossed that before you got there? Could do the same, couldn't
That's
you?
Right, yeah.
Ain't
it's
to
bound
it.
To cross
now, bad luck, you know what bad luck is?
Where?
Bad conduct.
Bad conduct.
Bad conduct. That's what bad luck is.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you call a person who, or what might some people call a person who brings bad luck? You know, somebody bad or bad.
Bad conduct.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
If I go out here right now, and that little girl went, she tried, before I walk out there and slapped her. Well, that's bad conduct.
Yeah.
Then they put me in jail.
Uh-huh.
Then they called me, I had bad luck.
Uh-huh.
But I had bad conduct.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I try to prove these things that are going on because, you know, it's just something you have to kind of know about.
Yeah. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, now, I can't just get it that so good. When you go back to Jacob and think about, he had children by his two wives and servants.
Uh-huh.
He had to call all his sons. And each one had a tribe.
Uh-huh.
Now, you asked me something now that, it's kind of close,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I got to give it to you in a way to justify my answer.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jacob had 12 sons.
Uh-huh.
And